Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Faisal, it came to our attention recently that there are some changes happening to, I'm just going to pick on LAPP. There's a few pensions here.
Yeah.
But a pension plans.
Public service pension plans.
Yeah. That are going to materially change the amount of money that you could get if you were commuting it after April the 1st.
Okay. So let's kind of just take one step back. There are two choices when you are leaving your pension plan or your employer.
Yeah.
You can keep the pension and get your monthly income, or you can take the money out and invest it yourself through what's called a locked-in registered account.
Yeah, that's called commuting the value.
That's called commuting.
Taking the amount of the pension associated with your benefit, taking it as a lump sum in cash, and investing it, as you said.
The provincial government changed or put some amendments to some rules within a bill that is effective April 1st, which basically says, if you're going to commute your pension after April 1st, mm-hmm. be prepared for a reduction in the amount that you can receive.
In these public sector.
And it ranges from, depending on age and so forth, from a 30% reduction to as high as I've seen 63% reduction.
Right.
So brought up a conversation that we had in the office saying, should you commute then? Not even because of this situation, but in general, people have pension plans out there. People have a choice of either keeping that pension or commuting, taking the money.
Yep.
And over the last 10 years, markets have been pretty good. Why not take the money?
Right.
So let's kind of go through what's the pros and cons of this? Why benefit? What's the benefits of commuting and versus keeping the same? Now, you and I are different people in regards to our mindset when it comes to money. Mm-hmm.
I'm more conservative.
You're conservative, and I'm more aggressive. Right?
So let's
give them both sides.
Let's just talk about the high level.
Okay? Sure.
Let's start high level.
Sure.
If you have a choice to keep the pension benefit, that is the guaranteed. So if it's a defined benefit pension plan, you will receive a guaranteed monthly payment for the rest of your life. That, of course, assumes that the pension is well funded and it'll last.
Look,
okay, assume that that's the case.
Correct.
So your benefit is you get a monthly amount every single month. You don't have to worry about it. It's like a paycheck for life.
Okay.
Okay. That's the benefit. If you decide to commute, that means you take this lump sum of money out of the bigger pension, right? Effectively the amount of money that the pension had to set aside to offset your lifetime benefit, and they just hand it to you. There's specific structure that they do that, but they hand it to you, and it becomes your responsibility now to invest that, to create that
income.
Monthly income stream to support yourself for the life.
Correct.
For your life. Okay.
Let's talk about some of the drawbacks of a pension itself.
Well, talk about what you're trading off on those two decisions at a high level.
Yeah.
Flexibility versus guarantees.
Correct.
Okay.
That's the essence of the whole thing.
That's it.
I want more flexibility. So what are some of the things that are flexible and what's not when it comes to that guarantee? In the world of guarantee, the pension plan.
Yes.
What you give up is that flexibility of increase in income whenever you need it.
Right.
You give up what's called a death benefit, meaning your spouse, if you have one, may have a reduced pension.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that amount will be less than what you receive together.
Mm-hmm.
And if both of you pass away, say goodbye to the rest of the money. It's gone.
There's nothing left.
It is just a payment plan. It's not a dollar amount or a savings account.
Correct.
You have exhausted your payment plan.
Correct.
And you're done. Now, the flexibility side has some negatives to it. You are 100% responsible for making sure that income flow comes to you for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
If you invest it incorrectly, it's on you.
Yeah. You could lose it. You could lose the ability to access the capital, right? It's gone. You've spent it.
If you spend more, because that's the flexibility you choose,
right,
you could run out quicker.
Right.
Which is what a pension plan will never let you do.
Correct.
The flexibility side of it is, if you pass away and the income flow can stay the same, your spouse, if you have one, gets it.
Right.
You get a reduced one in the guaranteed side of the pension. You can have the same amount if it's sustainable in your own, in the flexible side. The other part of it is called a death benefit. In the event you pass away and your spouse passes away, there's money left over.
Right.
If there's money left over, it goes to your beneficiaries.
Right. There's an estate value.
There is no estate value in this guarantee. So there's pros and cons with both.
Yep.
Now, I'll tell you, the lion's share of people who talk to me say, I want to commute, without exploring their options.
Right.
This is where we kind of
let's say why that is. So there's a unique period of time where the commuted values, because interest rates are so low, because return expectations from an actuarial basis are low.
Correct.
The amount of money a pension has to have or set aside for you to generate the benefit is high, right? That's an inverse relationship there. These low earning rate environment means it's a high amount of money that they've got to set aside. So when you look at that commuted pension, it can be a big number.
Correct.
$1 million, $1.5 million, $2 million.
Correct.
Right? And that can be enticing, right? That's different than if interest rates were at 10%, that would be a much lower number and the commuted value would be much lower.
Correct.
So it's the number itself, the sheer size of the number for many people is impressive. It catches their attention.
Yeah. This is my money. I can now have that in my own hands.
Right.
So, yeah.
And this is the problem for the pensions. So the reason, to some extent, that these changes are being made is because they recognize in this environment, a pension, if somebody commutes it, the pension has to hand over this giant sum of money,
correct,
historically giant sum of money.
Correct.
Right? And that impacts their ability. And pension plans are changing all over the place to try to limit people's ability to do that.
So now comes the conversation where people will go to an advisor, mm-hmm, a financial institution, and say, I want to move my pension over. Let's open up the appropriate accounts. Let's sign some documents and let's get this money over here. Before you do that, we do something different.
Yeah.
We sit down with them and actually do the analysis. And in many cases, we hire an actuary.
That's right.
To look at the actual numbers and forecast which one's better.
Right. This is a big decision, and it's a one-way decision.
Correct.
You got to get this right. Do the research.
It is irreversible,
yeah,
is the word. You cannot change this.
Right.
And it can impact your entire retirement.
Right.
So this is important. So I think part of this whole pension plan conversation, and the buzz will happen a lot more, I think, in and around April 1st when the government changes happen. People from LAPP and pension service pension plan or public service pension plans, and those groups are going to come out and say this is ridiculous.
Well, number one, we're going to have an actuary come on in the next little bit of time and talk about that. But if you're part of the LAPP or the PSPP plan, you need to start educating yourself about what your options are, because there is a fundamental change being proposed, right?
Correct.
April 1st.
And I believe that these types of changes are going to happen to all pension plans. There have been financial institutions,
yep,
that have said, you can't commute your pension.
Yep.
Done.
Right.
Uh-oh.
Not an option.
Not an option.
You just get the benefit.
And that's a big change. You've planned your life to maybe commute it, and, you know,
maybe you've got two people, right, and you want to hedge your bets. You commute one pension and you keep the other.
Yeah.
But that can't might not be an option in the future.
Might not be able to do it.
That's right. And so the family estate value might be radically impacted by
Remember
this.
The risk here. As more and more people age, more and more opportunity for commuting or taking money out, less money for the pension. This is not a good sign for the pension. So they're going to make some changes. So planning is important. That's the whole part of it. So if anything you've learned from this segment is to, if you have a pension plan, start to plan for multiple options. Do the analysis to see what's best for your situation specifically. There's too many coffee shop conversations of, well, I commuted my pension, you should do it too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't listen to the coffee shop conversation. Get the analysis done.
Yeah, no, agreed. It's an important decision, clearly can have a major impact on a number of aspects of retirement and family wealth. Okay. A pension. We got to ultimately pensionize people's portfolios at some point when they move into retirement,
yep,
to get them the highest probability of success, right, to live the lifestyle they want in perpetuity.
That's what they're doing, lifestyle. Dave. They've saved their money throughout their entire lives to provide them with income cash flow. We call it a pension payment in the pension world. And so they can enjoy their life without the worries of these markets going up and down.
Right.
They just want that pension check for life.
Yeah.
They want to make sure they never run out of money. We're going to talk about that on Tuesday, March 10th, 7 p.m. at the Hamptons Golf Club. Now you need to reserve your seats. We're filling up quickly. So give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400. or you can register online at morethanmoneyradio.com.
Okay. Thanks for joining us for another edition of More Than Money on 770 CHQR. We look forward to speaking with you next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets, Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets, Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.